interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
If there's one hard, fast rule we've learned from doing a couple years of I Can't Believe It's News, John, it doesn't matter where you are in this world. It doesn't matter what pursuit or what kind of deal you're looking into and planning to get involved in. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. A Jacksonville home that is up for sale on Zillow. Well, it's up for sale on the Zillow estimate there. It went on sale a day ago. And John, this house is a five-bedroom home, more than 5,000 square feet in the Jacksonville area. And it recently was valued at $2.3 million, but listed on Zillow at $21,000. Oh, and the offers came flooding in. There was about 100 saves and 1,000 views within the first couple hours. Well, then they made an addition, an amendment to the listing. Though the description notes 21,000 is a typo, the real list price is $22,000 for a cash-only first-time homebuyer. The too-good-to-be-true price on the property should have been a red flag, but the scam was well underway and people were falling for it. They say there's a description of why they're selling the house. I'm selling my home inexpensively because my family owns many properties across the country. A few times a year, we will sell one or a few of our homes to first-time buyers for under $50,000. This is done as a tax write-off for us and to bless a family or individual that needs it. If you think you can get a $2.3 million house for $22,000 in cash, go to Jacksonville and put your estimate in.
So they don't own the house. They take these people give them wire them the money or whatever, and they're in the wind.
$22,000 in cash for a $2.3 million house because you're down on your luck and it's a tough market and we want to help you out.
Yeah.
No, people are doing it.
You can't go along with that.
It is a trend they say is going on nationwide, John.
An airport cargo handler got busted for stealing gold and burying some of it on his property. This guy worked for LAX Airport, and he took $224,000 in gold. This sounds like something out of Goodfellas here. He gave a gold bar to a friend, gave a gold bar to a relative, and then he buried two gold bars in his yard, told everybody to keep their mouths shut. Those bars were part of a shipment of 2,000 gold bars. And it's, like I said, the guy works at the airport. So each one of these bars weighed just over 2 pounds, and each one was worth $56,000. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to go to a bank in New York. Well, a box of 25 bars went missing. When it was found, it was discovered that four of the bars were missing out of that box of 25. The FBI had the whole thing figured out in just a couple of weeks. The cargo handler will serve 4 months in prison.
And the family that fights together, they're going to jail together. In Vermont, a 24-year-old kid named Brandon Tallman was wanted by the police, and the cops show up at his house on June 14th to arrest him for an incident they were quite sure he was involved in. So the two officers pull up on the scene, Troopers Gabe Schroff and Skylar Velasquez, and they've got the dash cam running, you know, because they're gonna arrest this kid, and they got the dash cam going, so it captures the following. They see him, they go to put him on the ground and arrest him outside his home in Hardwick, Vermont. That's when Mom comes flying down the driveway. Amy Tallman comes flying down the driveway and jumps into the melee with the two cops, and she starts fighting with them. She's now getting arrested. One of the cops is trying to deal with the son. The other one's trying to deal with the wife. And then here comes 54-year-old dad down the driveway in an excavator. And he's swinging that bucket back and forth, and he's going to, like, pinch and grab at one of the cops with the excavator. Get off my son with an excavator. Pull them off of there. Well, they ended up tasing out a couple people. Somehow the excavator, they say, was being driven by his father, to Wayne Tallman, 52 years old. And as it got closer, the shovel swinging, The cops see the machinery. One draws his gun. The other one pulls out a taser. They tase this dude out in the driveway. He's trying to take out the cops with a with an excavator.
Were they shooting at the excavator?
Yeah. Well, they didn't end up having to shoot anything or anybody. Things got, they were able to get him out of the excavator and take the whole family to jail.
Did they use the excavator and just, like, pick up the family with the claw and then just drive him down to the police station?
Deposit him right there.